következő műsor megtekintése 16 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
It all started with me and Jussi here. We started the band as teenagers back in 97 and started out just as a project. We were kind of bored kids and didn't have much to do, so we started a band and didn't really have any big plans or anything like that. We just started from zero, and then a bit later we got a drummer and a bass player and a keyboard player and more of a full lineup. And I think we started Soul from zero. It took us a long time before we really... Our debut didn't come out before 2004. But that's already 10 years ago, and ever since we've been touring and releasing more albums. Our most recent album came out last August. So that's our fourth album. And you're on your way.
I live in southern Finland, in Hämeenlinna, but mostly band out in Helsinki. It's where they are, like, really close to each other. It's like 1 hour away, so...
Yeah, we grew up in that town called Hämeenlinna, and that's where we started the band. I've been living in Helsinki now for 15 years almost, and but it's still very close, and Jussi lives up there. Now we are... five out of six are based in Helsinki, so it's much easier to have our base, home base there.
The sky is the way. Freeze. one is the hour for waiting back. The front line is 3 hours awaiting the command. Some sit silently on the floor, we muse that empty dream. I go through my gear once more, already knowing what is it means. And as the good old clock goes clearing, we know that this might be our final cry. When the going gets tough, they send in the fire.
Lightning striking,
the rain is over, we are taking the bomb.
We don't have nothing.
Keep your head clear, you'll end up remains of our old truths. We meet as we advance. Turn around like you can, you fools. You won't stand a chance. The deep within their eyes you see hope makes the respect. The men from beyond the sea, the fight is not over yet. And as the eagle calls those spirit, we know that this might be our fight.
Finnish mythology, Turisas is listed as a name of a war god in Finnish mythology. But Finnish mythology is pretty obscure because people didn't really know how to write down things. So I think it's pretty corrupt as well in the way that meanings have got changed meanings and it's a bit mixed up. It's not as clear as, say, Greek mythology where they were able to record everything down. Well, we, for instance, as a band, we've been highly inspired by the Kalevala. It's the Finnish national epic, and it's the first version has been published somewhere mid-19th century. So it's fairly young in that way, but it's old oral tradition, especially from the eastern regions of Finland, and that were collected in the time of nationalism and romantic ideas, and they went out and collected these stories from people who have been singing them from generation to passing them on orally from father to son, so to say. But yeah, the Kalevala as such, I guess, is it has a pretty big meaning in Finland. You read it in school and so forth, but I don't think you can consider it. It also has a lot of this kind of nationalist and romantic idea around it, because it's still collected by one guy only, so he chose what to include and what to leave out and how to make the story kind of flow better. So it's not kind of a perfect mythology in that sense.
Take it away!
of the sea, distant lands came back with their ships. And walked to the reach, but never by night. But the weather was bad on their side. And as the wind grew softer and softer, the rain went down our cheeks. The bow was turned to the boy's guy on our estate. We sit on the yesterday. Oh God, and beyond, that's where the wind is the last guy.
we never planned it to when we started the band, we never planned that let's do face paint and let's have these costumes and everything, but it started out from actually from the thing that we were very much into black metal when the bands were still doing the black and white kind of black metal face paint and everything, and we wanted to keep that same visual aspect to our band, but we realized that our music is already then was different and not so dark, but more kind of down to earth in a way. So we, instead of having that, we wanted to just have some small splatters of blood and maybe some dirt on our face. And that's where we started out. But then when we started touring, every night there was someone who put a little bit more, and next night someone put a little bit more. So it kind of gradually grew to where it is now. And yeah, since then, now it would be very hard to imagine that we would go on stage and play like this, because it's such a big part of the whole thing.
Lying awake, sleeping is hard when so much is at stake. There is an outcome, a final goal. Behind it, treat us more. Lying in my bed, thinking of the things they say. Thank you. people we have encountered always stood as one. Your path you followed, maybe tomorrow you will find what you see. Your life, and don't look back. Bring my greetings to the great king!
We've always tried to evolve album by album and not just repeat what we've done in the past, but find new ways to express ourselves. And we started more out as a band. We felt that we actually came from a black metal background, which sounds a bit funny now because we are kind of far apart from that extreme metal thing. But there's definitely, that's where our roots are still musically, and then just brought in more and more influences. We used to have even more folk influence with accordion and more acoustic violin. And I think by now the violin has more evolved to some sort of a lead guitar. So there's a lot of effects on the violin, and we use it more in that direction than just a folk instrument, really.
Forward march.
once so clear faded away. Less are the days when life is dead and clear. They filter down after the rain. There are the days I hope I have never stepped on this road. The spark I was had seems to have died. Come on, put up the light! Start up the fire! Start up the road into the light!
Metal is very mainstream in Finland. You listen to the radio, you can hear kind of hard rock and metal pretty frequently, and it makes, you know, our albums have been in the charts every time we release something else. And I think it's kind of considered music just as any other type of music, because I guess in some other countries, like in South America, metal is still very kind of underground and marginal, and maybe not respected, maybe by jazz musicians and so forth that much. But in Finland, you can definitely. We did some collaborations with a guy called Iiro Rantala, which is one of the biggest Finnish jazz pianists and stuff like that. So it's people. It's maybe more balanced in that way. But what the reason is hard to say. I think all the successful Finnish metal bands all have something very unique about them, and the bands tend to be kind of trying to create something new and not just redo what's been done in the past. I think that's the key to success in any music, really, or even without music, in business or whatever. You have to carve your own path and find your own thing.
Well, I hopefully the band keep growing and we can continue on this career, which I definitely love. love to do. I love touring, and I hope we get some more success and can be touring even in a bigger circles.
Have I drifted without a course? Rudderless ship I have seen. The tide just keeps moving without the source. Maybe all the seekers just think to all God and beyond in a search of a bond far from home I've come, but the road has just begun. The south, where your name will rule. I will see you in the back.
Jako, Jako, a na
lives in the north and now sits in the south. The golden horn lives up to its name. From tower to tower, the king guards its mouth. Unbreakable, they claim to own God beyond. In a search of the blood that drenches,
you know.